right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, June 8th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a ton of DFS action coming in. Here on the weekend, just because you have so much DFS action. So, for instance, we got a 10-game early MLB slate coming up, 14-fight MMA card, NHL game one of the finals, 2-game UFL semifinal game, Xfinity today, cup race tomorrow for NASCAR, and then Formula One tomorrow. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So appreciate you guys tuning in on a Saturday morning to hang out and talk some DFS here. So I'm going to get SaberSim pulled up, and we are going to jump right into questions. So it looks like the first question here came in from Astro Pepper. Got about three questions to get us started. So if you guys have questions, now is a good time to get those in the queue. And first question here, getting it in the chat. Question says, when entering single entry, 3-max and MME from 25-cent to $10 entry fee contest, is there an order that you recommend filling the contest after generating lineups, high to low by entry fee, high to low by prize pool, number of entries, something else, keeping in mind that I do not want to have any duplicate lineups throughout the finished portfolio? Okay, good question. So sounds like you're building all of the lineups together, which is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing that. So what I would do here is first I would use one of our unique fill methods. So this is either going to be unique rank or unique random. What that's going to do is make sure that every lineup gets used before ever duplicating another lineup. So if you have 102 entries or something like that, set the number of lineups in the My Lineups box to 102. And then when you use the unique rank option, what it's going to do, it's going to put your top lineups into the top contests and then go down. Or if you use unique random, it's going to randomly assign all 102 lineups to all the 102 entries, making sure that no lineup is used more than once here. So it's kind of hard. You know, I've been playing DFS, you know, for a while, and I've had like downswings, upswings, variants go my way, variants not go my way. And I'm kind of like at a point where I don't really care anymore, but not to say that I didn't before, right? So like now I'll just tell you guys, like when I fill my entries, I just unique random it, you know, I accept the variants, hopefully lineups end up in the right contest and whatever happens, happens. That is, you know, a mentality that I've gained over the years, right? Not something I had when I first started playing DFS. I would get so upset if, you know, I was winning, you know, the 25 cent instead of like the $4 or something like that, right? Like that feels bad. So what I would recommend is I think the best option here is to use unique rank, where at least you know that your top lineups are going into the top contests and downward, right? And it's like, well, if I never even played the bottom contest, I wouldn't have played that lineup anyways because it was so far down in my pool. Like that just, I think, helps to accept the results from, you know, a just how things end up playing out. But it's like, oh, you know, my third rank lineup was my best, but it ended up in, you know, the dime time. Like, oh, that feels bad. Like, yeah, I understand. I get it. I'm with you. So what I would recommend typically is probably entry fees, I would say, is the number one thing here. You know, if you have a lot of entry fees, and this is usually like correlated, you know, the bigger the entry fees, typically the bigger the price to first. Like if you are playing the $1.20 max and the $4.20 max, you know, the $4.20 max is going to pay more to first, right? It's just more expensive. So I like to go by entry fees here. I think it's probably better. And just, you know, use a little drag and drop to move the contests around, assign them, and then unique rank fill would probably be the best option here. So I would stick with that. All right, next question. What are the best filters for MMA? MLB was not good to me yesterday using SaberSim. Yeah, I mean, you know, first just talk a little bit about like long-term winning expectations, right? So DFS is a super top-heavy game, guys. You know, when you come into the contest tab and you look at this, you know, if we just look at, you know, the flagship for today, right? 28.6% to first, 20% cash rate. Well, what does a 20% cash rate actually mean, right? If you think about it, if you are playing a 20 max contest and the cash rate is 20%, that means that you can expect only four of your lineups. If you're, you know, like average player over time, four lineups to get into the money. That means 16 of your lineups are not cashing at all. So like, you know, the cash rate is, you know, a small margin. So much of the price pool is going to first. Bigger percent of the price pool is going to the top 10 here. Like that is why with DFS, you could be a winning player and go on these like long down streaks, right? Ultimately, you need to build lineups with high upside, and you're really searching for like one to two binks in a season to make you a profitable player, right? So we did, in case, you know, anybody isn't familiar with it, like we did this backtesting project with MLB where we took a player and they had a long-term winning expectation of about 20%. And we said like, hey, this is a player who, you know, beats the lobby. They're very good. And we simulated seasons of MLB, right? And this is basically what the bankroll graph looked like. So, you know, this graph looks so much different than other forms of gambling, right? You look at like sports betting, you look at poker, you're going to see like these small, steady climbs up with some downswings, but ultimately kind of like a climbing a mountain type of a trajectory here. But with DFS, it's so different. It's big win, lose, 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 lose to the next big win, to your next big win. So like at DFS, you're like almost always on a downswing. And in this project, what we found out that this player with a 20% ROI playing the four seamer every day in a 160-day season, they profited just, you know, one more than their entry fees, 6 to 8 days in a calendar month. So that means that 22 to 24 days of the month, they're losing. And I think that, you know, this red line is like probably my favorite bankroll simulation because this player, you know, imagine like they're a good player. They're studying contest flashback every day. They're grading out well in the Sims, but they just cannot win. They're just losing the entire time. And they're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? I can't win. And this is just a bad run out, but it's very within their range of outcomes, right? Like, look at this player, you know, expected to win. There are multiple seasons here where they lose for the entire season and actually end up negative. But this red line, they're losing for about like 140 days. They win one time. And then when you look at their entire season, they're up on the year. And, you know, when you look at it from like the macro, it ends up being a good season. But when you're in there, when you're in those dog days, when you're grinding every day and you just keep losing and losing, it feels so bad. So, you know, keep building lineups with high upside, keep exercising good bankroll management, contest selection principles. And, you know, it really only takes one to two binks in a season to make you a profitable on the year. So we had an example of that recently with like NFL. One of our users won like 15K in a January 4-game playoff slate. And then they posted saying like, I lost every single week in the regular season, weeks 1 through 18. And this win puts me up on the year. And it's like, yeah, like that is DFS. Like that is how it goes. So I know people don't always like to hear that. You know, it can be tough, but that is the game that we play. So important to understand that. All right. Question from Sammy. When looking at some metrics, is it possible to add to them using their default formula, or do you need to adjust all of them accordingly when adding some metrics? Adding 77th percentile to the sim diversity 10, how any numerical number will impact the other set default numbers? Thanks. Okay, so it sounds like you're saying like, hey, you know, if I have a default formula, can I add variables to it? And yes, you can. So like, let's say that, you know, I'm looking at Sabre score, right? So I can click the eye icon and it pulls up the formula. Well, what I would do is I would just, you know, take a screenshot or write this down. And then what I would do is I would go to add metric and then I would rewrite the formula. And this is always a very good baseline for anybody interested in creating their own custom metric, because this gives you a good starting point. And then you can either remove variables, add variables, change weights, or do things like that. But starting with something that's been backtested and shown to be good by our data scientists is always going to be a good place to start. And then, yeah, you want to come in here and add percentiles, go for it. You know, that's totally fine. Sammy said, that was my last NFL season. Two takedowns helped the season and my year as positive ROI wise. Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, that's great to hear. And, you know, it seems like that is more normal than a lot of people are led to believe. But all right, looks like we're all caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in on a Saturday morning. I will be right back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.